Phoenix unveiled its Giving Meters program earlier this year, in which people can donate to help residents experiencing homelessness by putting change or a credit card into a special parking meter. Local artists hand-painted the meters, and money given through them in downtown Phoenix will be collected by an outreach team that helps connect services to homeless residents that need them. Phoenix isn't the first city to try this approach to collecting donations to help residents experiencing homelessness. Tucson rolled out its Change Meters program about 2 years ago. The city now has around 20 meters collecting money. John Jacobs is founder of the Tucson Change Movement and one of the prior chairs of the Downtown Merchants in Tucson. He joins me. And John, how do you figure out where are the best locations to put these meters?
Well, so the Tucson Change Movement was rolled out along the downtown area. It's along the streetcar line, which is where there's more density in the area. So that the meters are in dense populated areas that have the best potential to raise the most money.
And how much money have you raised so far?
In the first couple of years of the program, it's really kind of been a slow start, mainly because there just hasn't been any marketing put behind it. It's probably about $20,000 in the first couple of years.
When you talk about the fact that you've brought in about $20,000 or so, I mean, how significant is that for the goal that you're trying to achieve here? I mean, how much good does that amount of money do?
Well, the funds right now with the Tucson Change Movement go to the Homeless Work Group. So that's a group that's run by the Old Pueblo Community Services. And so those dollars go directly towards paying people. Essentially, it's a day labor program. It puts money in people's pockets today when they need money. And that money is spent on food and whatever incidentals folks may need. Really, any money that goes into this program has a pretty big effect, especially since there's no overhead, there's no fat in the system. It's that money goes directly to the people that need the money, and it goes directly in their pockets.
Do you think that location plays a role in this? I mean, are there other places around town that you think maybe could do a little bit better than where they are now?
You know, we've seen some models in Denver and in California in which meters or collection devices in support of these type of programs can do better. Denver Airport actually has some collection devices in their airport right before the security. Tucson Change Movement just put a couple meters at the Tucson International Airport. And so that's starting to generate some funds. I think if we relocate those in the airport, that can do a little bit better for us. I really see the meters as kind of a high presence, high visibility component to the program. And really the follow-on components are to mobilize the merchant community so that there's collection devices at the point of sale in, you know, hundreds of locations in your dense areas. And then, you know, spinning up your airport authority to also be involved with these type of programs. We've seen models in which these type of programs can generate hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that ultimately is the goal for this program. Really, our weakness has been there's just no administration. And so it's kind of a volunteer program.
When you look at cities that are either thinking about rolling this kind of program out or like Phoenix that recently did, do you have recommendations for them? Things maybe that you have learned that didn't go so well that you think other cities can do a little differently?
I think that really the component that I believe represents the most opportunity for us is getting buy-in from your community and from the merchants. We rolled out this program. It was a merchant-led initiative. It was a grassroots initiative. We were looking for a proactive and constructive approach to help be part of a solution for the homeless population that seemed to have been, over the past years, villainized and as seen as lesser citizens. And frankly, the merchant community was coming off as not compassionate. And so as a response, we wanted to control our own narrative.
Is there a feeling among people who are working in this area that it is preferable to donate this way to organizations that are helping homeless people as opposed to just, you know, coming up upon somebody on a street corner or somewhere within the city and giving them whatever change is in your pocket?
Yeah, and I think that the challenge is there's a preference for these type of programs because you know where the money is going. What we found with a lot of our customers that would come into our stores in the downtown Tucson area is that they didn't want to give money, those that didn't want to give money to homeless folks or that people were panhandling, was that they didn't want to enable them to buy drugs or alcohol or whatever they thought that they may buy. If there was a way that You knew that if you were giving money, it would help feed somebody, clothe somebody, house somebody, and you've only got a couple dollars or you've got 50 cents, whatever the case is. And you know that you're not doing any harm with the money. So there was a lot of conversation about maybe this is a better solution. The other side of that is folks that are looking for money need money now. In a lot of cases, these type of programs have a step in between that immediate need and a more focused, positive solution for those needs.
John Jacobs is founder of the Tucson Change Movement. He mentioned the idea of donors needing and wanting to know where their money goes. And experts in the field of philanthropy say that's a really important consideration before making a gift. Suzanne Kaufman, editorial director for Candid, which is a nonprofit that connects potential donors with the resources and information they need to donate, doesn't think there's a wrong way to contribute. But she says even if it's some information on a giving meter, donors should have a sense of where their money is going.
I don't believe that these loose change donations discourage people from giving more formally and doing their research. I think it's more of an opportunity thing. There's an opportunity to grab people where they are and say, hey, would you like to support this cause?
Kaufman says she does things like rounding up to the nearest dollar at the grocery store to give to food banks, but says even in that case, accountability is key. Eileen Heisman, president and CEO of the National Philanthropic Trust, agrees that transparency is important. And she says whatever gets a donor to the philanthropic table is a good thing.
I think the real question is it going to raise enough money to make a significant difference, or is it just going to be this nice thing that you have that's not really going to be material to what it means to really help the homeless? But I think you will get participation. It's just a matter of how much.
Heisman says there is a feeling in the philanthropic community that it can be better to give to an organization that helps people experiencing homelessness than giving to an individual. She says that while that's what she tends to do, she also has friends who will buy food and deliver it to people who need it.
You know, if somebody's right in front of you and you're walking at a quick pace and you're about to go to the movies or go to a store or do an errand and you have somebody in need right in front of you, you don't really have the time to do that kind of vetting. So it tends to be a more impulsive give. It probably is for a smaller amount of money. And you don't need or want accountability necessarily. You're just alleviating what you're perceiving as human suffering at that moment.
Heisman says the homeless can be a difficult population to help, and Suzanne Kaufman with Candid says when a donor gives directly to another person, they're acknowledging their humanity. But she says that's not always the best way to make a dent in a community's homelessness problem.
Quite often the organizations are working at scale, and so they're trying to, rather than just helping one person, they're trying to help many people. Many of them are trying to work to solve the underlying problem. And it also can help the donor because it's so easy as a donor to be overwhelmed by the amount of need around you.
Neither Kaufman nor Heisman were aware of any research done to determine whether donors are more likely to give more money to an organization or an individual, but both say one way or another, it's good to get potential donors to give to causes in which they believe.